Well, I am temporarily a Blue Jays fan.
The next game to sweep the series.
Kirk hits one to the opposite field. It's hit well. It is gone. And they are pouring it on here in Seattle.
Just one of the many homers. Kirk, three-run shot. The offense is back. Bieber, pretty awesome. Jays back in the series. 13-4, the win last night. Quite the game. The five runs Toronto scored in the third inning were more than they had in the first two games combined, and then they finished with 13 runs on 18 hits. Heck, they tied the franchise's postseason record for home runs in a game with five. That was the offensive effort that everyone had been waiting for, and Vladdy had the superstar game that we needed out of him, too, and now we just need the same thing tonight. Game four. Then make it a best of three if they can get another victory here. Game four at 6:30. It's going to be a lot of Jays fans gathering around pubs tonight or in front of their televisions to catch that one. Big game again. They all are going forward, aren't they? Continuing to be cloudy and somewhat dreary again today with off and on showers. I've noticed a lot more Halloween decorations are going up. We're halfway through the month of October. It's near now, a couple of weeks away. It's on a Friday night, so I suspect it's going to be a little crazier with lots more parties and lots more kids out. Can't go anywhere without seeing a pile of candy for sale in a store these days. And it's more expensive than it was last year, too. Extracurricular activities keeping you busy. I know if you're a parent with kids in hockey, well, practices are underway right now. The new season is just, what, a week and a half, maybe 2 weeks away, if that. And on the high school level, high school football playoffs tomorrow night, Friday night, two games of Libel starting at 5:15 with O'Neill and Riffle. Then at 7:30, the Boulders takes on Winston Knoll. Miller and Campbell have the bye till the 24th. And high school soccer championships wrapped up last night. The girls' high school championship game, Riffle defeated Sheldon 4-0. And the boys' soccer championship game, Luther beat Tom 2-1, but it took overtime, too. Fall supper season right now. If you missed out on turkey this past weekend, you can get your fixings at Our Lady of Peace on Broad North tomorrow, I believe. Yeah, tomorrow. And another at St. George Cathedral on Edgar Street this Sunday. You folks in Moose Jaw have Church of Our Lady. They're having one on Sunday. And Bethune, I've heard Emerald Park is having one Sunday. And in Lang, about 45 minutes south of us, fall supper there too. Fall or foul, what do you prefer? It doesn't really matter to me. It's just when you go to those small towns in those community halls, it tastes that much better, I find. Hey, here's the deal of the day. The Riders remind you, of course, how they've clinch top spot of the West, but they are reminding everyone that tickets for the Co-op Community Zone are in play still for the West Final at all Co-op locations. And these are the $20 tickets, limited amount, while supplies last. $20 to go to the West Final. I know there's only a limited amount of these tickets, but they should be snapped up in no time at all. It was a closed practice yesterday for the Green and White, but top spot of the West locked up. You're going to see some of the starters rest, like Trevor Harris, Micah Johnson, A.J. Ouellette. They're all going to be sidelined. Kickoff tomorrow at 6 in Winnipeg. And the Green Zone pregame show will start, of course, here at 4 o'clock. There she is, Chapel Roan. Song is called Subway, suggesting she's moving here. And there's this company called Skyscanner that is trying to help manifest a prairie tour stop, too, with some rather strategically placed billboards this past weekend in California. She performed twice in Pasadena. Both shows sold out. But outside of the Pasadena Stadium were these billboards that actually said, if you're serious, Chapel, flights to Saskatchewan, $189. The billboard's courtesy of this travel app, Skyscanner. It's a flight, car hire, hotel search engine you may be seeing on TV.
We love traveling for games, which is why we love Skyscanner.
Saves us 30% on average when we compare flights and rental cars.
That's the commercial where they all have playoff beards. They love going to hockey. Seen it a few times during Blue Jays games here this week. Anyhow, thanks to Skyscanner for encouraging Roan to try and visit us here. Their message was even seen on mobile trucks that were scooting around the Pasadena concert venue too on the weekend. So I remember talking to Jonathan Potts from Tourism Saskatchewan, about a month and a half ago. And as we were talking about how the subway was bringing so much attention to Saskatchewan, he said to me back then that if Roan were to come here, he knows for a fact, with so many people calling Tourism Saskatchewan about the song and her, that she would attract an international audience. They'd come from all over the world if she performed here.
I think it would be amazing. You know, we would get people coming here, wanting to come here from right across, probably North America, certainly Western Canada, you know, Western U.S. With her referencing Saskatchewan in the song, that song really connects with people, and her music generally really connects with people. I think we would have a huge turnout, not just provincially, but again, from across Western North America. It would be a lot of fun.
Tourism Saskatchewan's Jonathan Potts. So we've heard it here from Rick Bennett, CEO of Real. They reached out to her people and said, hey, you know, you want to put it together, we're there. I think she'd probably sell out Mosaic Stadium if she comes. If she comes, I think she is coming. She's said it as much in interviews. So I think it'll happen. Coming up with Kevin Martell, a little more on well-known Regina lawyer Tony Merchant, who passed away. No one is the class action king of Canada. He won big, large settlements for clients. He was known for his class action lawsuit for residential schools settlement that he negotiated too. And fellow lawyer Doug Richardson, remembering this morning the legacy he leaves behind.
No lawyer has contributed more to the legal profession, has changed the law profession more, and has benefited more from his energy and force.
He didn't come without controversy either. But, man, having lived, born and raised here in Regina over the years, Tony Merchant was 81. For whatever reason, I even as a little kid, I knew the name Tony Merchant in this city. Leaves behind his wife and their three sons. Well, if you're driving through the Crescents, Cathedral, Lakeview, North Central, or near the General Hospital anytime soon, get ready to have your vehicle towed. If it's not moved, because a fall street sweeping plan is in place right now to try and gather up all those leaves that are guilty of clogging up storm drains. The city has posted signs warning you in advance. And we're in the downhill slide, right, of construction season. And this $32 million project on Dewdney, the revitalization project, is nearing its end. City told us a few weeks ago it might take up to 8 weeks to finish it up here. So sometime in November. Joining me now for his perspective from the view out the front of Bushwhackers, Grant Frew. Grant, welcome back to the show.
Hi, Greg. It's great to be here.
The other day, I see you put a picture on your social media. The staff has got their noses pressed against the window looking out. They can't believe what they're seeing. What are you seeing in front of Bushwhackers?
Well, we're seeing the ongoing progress of the $32 million Dewdney Avenue revitalization project.
Well, a few weeks ago, I was in front of Bushwhackers, and there was a giant hole. Has that been filled in? What's it look like now?
The hole has been filled in. Actually, all of the underground heavy excavation has been completed, so we're now entering the beautification phase.
Curtis Stoney from the city earlier said crews are wrapping up. Is that the case?
Well, I'm looking out the front window right now, and there is an excavator that is right in front of our front door, currently placing the paving stones right in front of the Strathy building. There's also some other gentlemen that are building a frame for some concrete that's going to be laid for the outside perimeter of the sidewalk. And I see a huge mountain of dirt, and I see a partially constructed intersection. I would say that we are another 8 weeks away, but that is what the city had projected as a completion date.
Aesthetically, how does it look in front of the restaurant now, Grant? Are you pretty pleased the way it's turning out?
Well, right now, it's like a war zone. There's pavers all over the place and vehicles and metal and dirt and trucks. And but, you know, when you look on either side of us, it looks fantastic.
Where they've completed it, right?
Beautiful. Yeah. Where they've completed it, yeah, it looks great. Right in front of us. Yeah, it's pretty messy, but that's okay. We know we're going to get there.
When people get to the point where they're driving up and down Dewdney again, what are they going to notice?
Well, they'll notice, I think first and foremost, they're going to notice a controlled intersection on Dewdney and Cornwall. So right on the corner where Bushwhacker is, a full set of lights with a pedestrian crossing. That's going to be amazing. For 30 years, I've heard people talk about how they play Frogger when they're crossing Dewdney Avenue. They're not going to have to do that anymore. The paving stones are beautiful. The sidewalk is wider. There's a center boulevard, trees, brand new asphalt. There is a combination walking, biking path that's being constructed on the south side of Dewdney. It looks amazing. It looks fantastic. It's going to be so great.
It has been a struggle for business owners, and Grant Frew is with Bushwhackers. You're one of them. Do you think the city's done a good job? This is an almost two-year project. Are you happy with the way the city's handled this?
Well, I would say year two has been considerably better than year one. And that's simply because the communication has been much better with the city. And even the guys with Waffle Construction, talking to those folks just outside our front door, very, very friendly. They know what's going on. They're more than happy to share with us how things are continuing. And the nice thing that I'm hearing is that everybody's feeling very optimistic that the project will be completed on time, which is supposed to be the end of November.
Okay, Grant, great catch up. I'm glad it's going well. And I can't wait till they open up both ends of Dewdney and we're driving by, but stopping and enjoying a cold one with you. Thanks so much for your time.
You bet, Greg. Thanks so much. Every time I hear that song, and I go back to two-tone short bed Chevy, driving my first love out to the levee, living life with no sense of time.
Well, glad to hear it's going to get a little sunny in time for the weekend. A little dreary start to the day and throughout the day, but I'm kind of pumped up about a special night that I'm going to have tonight. I am MC for a night to remember.
The Alzheimer's Society Gala, Casino Regina. We have got a packed house tonight, and it's a gig I'm proud and honestly I'm humbled to be a part of. I do it in the name of my own mom, Dorothy Morgan, who I lost to Alzheimer's 4 years ago. My mom, she was like every other mom. She came to all my hockey games. She got up early to take me to practice. Dad was too busy or else had to go to work. She took me to the rink. And she saved everything I ever made in school, too, including an ugly old ashtray I once made for her for Mother's Day. She didn't even smoke, but she kept it like it belonged in an art gallery. And yeah, she saved everything. My broadcasting career, every newspaper clipping, everything that ever appeared publicly, she cut out and saved, put in a file. And I said, Mama, I didn't even save these. She looked at me and said, well, somebody had to. That was Mom, all heart, all in. And as she grew older, like a lot of families, we would gather every now and then, maybe for a Sunday supper. And that's eventually where we started to notice she's telling that same old story again more and more often. We would just smile, nod, look at one another, pretend we hadn't heard it 100 times before. But that's just what you do, right? It's only later that I realized early signs of Alzheimer's right there. And at the time, we just brushed it off as just getting older. But look, if that sounds familiar, don't ignore it. Talk to your loved one. Go to the doctor with your loved one. An early diagnosis just means more time and a better quality of life. Maybe I didn't act early enough, and when the disease really took hold, I found myself caring for my mom full time, feeling pretty lost, pretty stressed, guilty, and at times alone. It's hard to describe what that's like watching the person who raised you slip away piece by piece. And then there were moments that tested me. Never thought I'd rescue my mother from a bathtub or help her through hygiene struggles. Things you would never imagine you'd do for your mom, but you just did. You did it. Kind of waited too long to ask for help, but I eventually got around to contacting the Alzheimer's Society of Regina here, and it changed everything. We eventually found her a care home that she came to love, and she may not have always known who I was anymore, but she smiled again and she laughed and found peace. And even as Alzheimer's took more of her memory, somehow her humor still peeked through. I remember this time I took her up for lunch
Her cell phone started ringing somewhere at the bottom of her giant purse that she had with her. She couldn't find it, got flustered, finally just picked up the entire purse, held the bottom to her face, said, "Hello?" Just as the ringing stopped, and then looked at me and calmly said, "Well, they must have hung up." Like, that was how phones were meant to be answered. And after a slight pause, she just looked at me with a smile. That's the kind of light she carried. Even through the fog of this terrible disease, her sense of humor would shine. So tonight when I step on that stage at Casino Regina Show Lounge tonight, I'm going to do it for my mom, for every family going through this right now. Because while Alzheimer's takes memories, it can't stop us from sharing stories or supporting one another and funding research. We're all going to light the way forward tonight for my mom and your mom, too. We can't fit you in for dinner. We're too packed up now, but we are selling concert tickets for Megan Nash. We'll take the stage about 9. If you want to join us, we're at Casino Regina tonight. Tonight, it's home to a room full of guests who just want to make a difference.